You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 221. So if you followed me for any amount of time, you know by now that email marketing is my jam. And side note, if you're a fan of the Gold Digger Podcast, you should make sure that you're on my newsletter because it's this whole other outlet of unique content that I create specifically for you, my audience, each and every week. And I know that you'll love it. We'll link to the sign up. It's on my website, JennaKutcher.com. Now, my weekly emails are this more intimate way that I get to connect. I kind of call them like love letters for my audience. And I share encouragement and no fluff education. And of course, I just share my personal stories that you might connect with and be inspired by. I also share things like what I'm loving lately, from fashion to home decor, lifestyle topics. And I love doing a weekly roundup of all the new content that we're putting out there, from podcast episodes to new blog posts to new freebies that can help inspire you to move forward in your business. Now, I get it. Like, starting an email list can feel totally overwhelming. The learning curve might feel like it's too high to even get started. And even if you do get it up and running, you're probably thinking, like, what the heck do I have to even talk about? I was once in your shoes and I totally dragged my feet, like, for years. And I thought my business was doing just fine. Like, It was doing just fine, but my dreams were big and I could have never gotten to where I am today without my email subscribers. My email subscribers, they are my biggest fans. When I ask for feedback, they respond. When I need a favor, they're happy to help me out. When I have new things to share, they're genuinely excited about it. And when I have something to promote, these people purchase. These are my people and I could not imagine my business without them. Now, I want you to reframe how you think about email marketing. Maybe you see it as this old-fashioned, salesy way of connecting, just another thing you need to do and learn for your business. And I want for you to see it for what it is. It's an opportunity like no other in today's world to connect, to serve and engage with the exact right people that you want to attract in your business. So with that in mind, I want to talk to you about what you really need to know about email lists. And I promise you by the end of this episode, you will have enough motivation to just go ahead and get started with this for your business. At least that's my hope and intention for this episode. Now, before we dive on in, I have to tell you about this free training. So if email lists just seem too complicated for you, or you have no idea what you would say or when you should be saying it, I have a free training for you at growanemaillist.com. Now, this training really walks you through the why of email lists and shows you how it has the potential to absolutely transform your business. So if you're excited about what I'm about to teach, I want to share how just in a few years, I've gotten over 300 eager subscribers onto my email list and how I use my email list, not just to sell, but to serve. And so hop on over to growanemaillist.com if you want to learn more about this, but it's time that we dive into today's show because it is jam-packed with content that you need to hear.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts, listen in on honest conversations, and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
Special thanks to Zola. Zola is reinventing the wedding registry and planning process to make the happiest moment in a couple's lives even happier. To start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry, go to zola.com/golddigger. Did you know that I have created beautiful templates, resources, and presets that you can own? Shop Jenna Kutcher is filled with all kinds of tools to make running your business even easier. Head to shopjennakutcher.com and use the code GOLDDIGGER to save 20% off your first digital purchase. That's shopjennakutcher.com. So why do you need an email list? Reason number one is this: social media by itself isn't cutting it anymore. Wait, what? You didn't expect that to come out of my mouth, considering my absolute love of Instagram and Pinterest and Facebook. Listen, I'm not telling you to quit those things, not in the least, but I want for you to hear me out. Have you ever discovered someone on social media that you just love every single thing about them? Like, you talk about them like they're your friend and you introduce them to other people like you know them. Maybe they serve up content that is exactly in line with what you need, or you're incredibly inspired by them. Like, you are a hardcore fangirl. You like and engage with and comment on every post. Now, have you also ever had a time where you think to yourself that you haven't seen posts from that person in business lately? Like, maybe you've gone to check out their page and you've missed out on so many of their posts and you were disappointed. You wanted to see it all. You would buy anything they put out. You would read any blog post, but it just didn't reach you. Like, what the heck, Mark Zuckerberg? You don't want this to happen to your fans and followers. Did you know that only 6% of social media posts are even seen by your audience? 6%. And a message is 5 times more likely to be seen in an email than via Facebook. All of the social media sites are heading towards a pay-to-play model. Hello, like Facebook owns Instagram, so buckle up and get ready. We have to do better than 6% if our businesses are going to be profitable. And it's difficult to reach even the people who are dying to hear from us. Like, how are we going to expand our reach and grow our audience? And heck, how are we going to actually get to a point where we can sell? Let's take this a step further and imagine what we would do if social media just disappeared. Like, you might laugh to yourself as I say that, but seriously, guys, like, I hate to break it to you, but we don't own our social media followers. Mark Zuckerberg does. And what if one day he would just decide to change his plan and that would impact your business? Like, what if your business is strictly fueled by social media and you're running it on borrowed land? There's also the possibility of things happening, like your account gets hacked or you lose followers or you get banned for one reason or another out of your control. Now, when I think about this, when I think about email lists, what I want to encourage you to understand is that social media should be like the handshake, not the sales pitch. I love social media marketing. I teach it. It fires me up. I use it every single day. But social media has never, ever been my end game, because I know that I don't have a ton of control over the way people see my posts. I know that I'm not in control of how the algorithm spits my information out into the world. I know that I can't count on my followers reading every single line and seeing every single image. And we honestly don't have a lot of control over social media. Like, more importantly, we can't offer an actual experience on social media. Because of this, our goal on social media should be that introduction, that handshake, that invite to your followers to get them to a place like your website where you can paint a more complete picture of who you are, what you do, how you serve the world, and you can take them on a journey aimed at converting people to your email list. Like, social media is such an important part of your strategy because it's a first step. But we have to continue the process thoughtfully on our websites and using email marketing strategies so that they are all working in tandem. Now, a lot of people that I know that have tons of followers on Instagram have no plan. They don't know where they're trying to take their followers. They don't know how to reach them beyond hitting publish on a new post. And that scares the crap out of me. Like, my account has been hacked before, and I had to ask myself, like, if I had to start at square one again, would I be willing to put in that time and effort that it took to get all of those followers? And so the way that I look at social media is really this introduction. How can I make people understand who I am, how I serve the world, and then how can I give them an invite that they're really excited to accept so that I can reach them in a much more intimate and personal way? My email list is the number one way that I serve people. And so when I think about social media, it's like this, hello there, I'm Jenna. But when I think about my email list, it's like, hey, you might need this and I have this for you. Now, reason number two why email lists matter is not only are emails more seen, but they generate more action. When you think about social media and the desire and the need to get engagement, it all stems back to action. Did you know that 72% of people prefer to receive promotional content through emails than through social media? And 66% of consumers have purchased something directly from an email? Maybe you're wondering, like, why is that? But think about your mindset when you're scrolling social media. You are there to be entertained, to be inspired, or to catch up with friends and family and see what they're doing. You're probably not in the mindset of shopping. In fact, seeing something for a sale could be a total turnoff. It just doesn't always feel right. People expect sales types messages more through email, and therefore they're more open to receive them. And being more open to them means more likely to actually click through and purchase. This is not just me talking from experience. Studies show that 3.57% of people click through on links from an email compared to 0.07% on Facebook. Seriously. And when you're in someone's inbox sharing about your products or your services, you're not competing with all the other noise that social media is putting out there. You're also able to share about what you're selling in a way more personal way. What I love about email marketing as opposed to social media marketing is if you're trying to sell things directly from your feed, you are asking people to click off of the app that they just opened and go to a page that they're not quite sure what they're about to see. But when you show up in an inbox, one, people are looking for excuses to get out of that inbox, so they will gladly take that invitation. But two, you have the ability to show more about what you're talking about. With email marketing, you are able to segment your list so that you're emailing each subscriber only about what they are interested in hearing about from you. So instead of writing a social media caption that might not apply to all of your audience, you can email only the people on your list that raised their hand to say they wanted to hear from you on this exact subject. This allows you to get super specific and detailed instead of trying to talk generally to everyone. Something that I see a lot of business owners do is they hop on social media and they start to market to the masses. Instead of making people feel seen and heard and recognized, they start saying things like, "Hey everyone, I have this new offer," and they try to use these generic marketing messages to sell a product. But what is so incredible about email lists is I know exactly why somebody signed up. I know if they wanted help with their Instagram. I know if they wanted to know more about the podcast. I know if they needed help with growing their email list. And then I am able to drop on in and say, "Hey, you said you needed help with this. Chances are you might be struggling with this one thing. Here is a solution to the problem that you have." You want to be able to remove yourselves from the shouting match and to create content that is delivered in a much more intimate, targeted, and relatable way. So let's talk a minute about generating action when writing our emails. There are three components that you want to consider. Action is the name of the game, whether you're asking somebody to make a purchase, to follow you, to click the link, whatever that is. Number one, a strong email subject line to get them to actually open it and read is so important. I have a freebie over at jkemaillist.com that gives you 50 subject lines to grab and use for your own emails. I literally use this freebie almost daily in my business, so you can get your hands on that if you're struggling with how to title things. This can also work for like titling blog posts, titling podcast episodes. We use this resource all the time. Number two, you can define your goal with each email. So whenever I sit down to write an email, I always write, what is the goal of this email? Is it to serve? Is it to entertain? Is it to extend an offer? Having this goal in mind from the start is going to help you to better craft your message and to provide true value. Number three is you want to have a strong call to action. Call to actions are something I talk about all the time because why? We have to tell our followers and our fans and our subscribers what we want them to do. Now, the best call to actions, especially in emails, they're usually short. They can be bold in text. Maybe they're colored text or they have a button, and they include an action that you want people to take. It's also really cool if you can have it above the fold, meaning that you don't have to scroll down in order to see that. Your call to action should generate the action you identified in your goal. So if it's to drive traffic to a blog post or purchase a product or sign up for a training or listen to a podcast episode or so on, the call to action and the goal need to be aligned. So when you think about creating action in email lists, it's actually a lot easier than creating action on social media. A few ideas for selling directly in an email. So you want to work in a story. For example, you could email a client testimonial on how they benefited from your products or your services, and then include a call to action so that this reader could purchase a similar product or service directly from your email as well. You could also send an exclusive offer to your email subscribers, providing extra value. We do different sales on our products that only our email subscribers see, so our social media fans don't even know it's happening. We also cross-sell other products based on their purchase history with you. So if somebody buys a product and they love it, then we know, hey, they might also be interested in this next step with us, and we can provide that invitation with them that will also help us to sell that next product. We can alert them to new offerings or highlight bestsellers of the past that they might have missed out on. We can take them on a journey by leading them up to a launch with multiple emails serving them and priming them for the sale. You can even follow up with abandoned carts. Like, you can email people that put your product in their cart, but they never actually complete the sale and check out. We love to do all of these different techniques within our email list, but we make sure that between every single email that has an offer, there are a few emails where we are just straight up serving. I always tell people, when it comes to email lists, you want to serve before you ever go to sell. And that's exactly how we approach it. We say, what might they be struggling with? How can we provide a solution for free? And then how can we extend an opportunity for those who want to take it to the next level? I love that. Reason number three is this: email drives profits. Plain and simple. How many of you guys are out in this entrepreneurial world and you're focused on popularity? I mean, be honest with yourself. Maybe you just want that 10K under your name. But here's the deal. In order to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to focus on profits. I know it makes you feel all weird and tingly, but it's so, so important. One of my biggest mentors kept telling me, there is money in the list. There's money in the list. You've heard this, and maybe we all have, but that's great for the people who have the list. But I want to emphasize how much money is in the list, because truthfully, it was a difference between 6 and 7 figures for me. My email list growth is directly proportional to my profit growth over the last 3 years. Before I share these numbers with you, because I don't want to knock you off your seats, I want to share the story about how I started my email list. So this guy on Instagram was doing these free coaching calls, and I decided, maybe I'll take him up on this. So I signed up for a free coaching call, and we get on the phone, and I'm feeling super confident. I have about 12,000 followers on Instagram, and I have a 6-figure photography business, and I'm just feeling on top of my game. And I'm like, I'm going to show this guy how good I am. And I remember one of the first questions he asked me, it was, how big is your list? And I was like, wait, my to-do list is really long. That's so sweet of you to ask. And he was like, no, not your to-do list. Like, how big is your email list? And I was like, what email list? And I didn't really understand why I needed one. I didn't really understand how I would use one. To me, I just thought, okay, I cannot add another thing to my plate. And two, like, what do I even send people if I had one? But let me tell you this. Email lists drive profits. And he was totally right about this. And so even though I dragged my feet for a few more months, I started to really think about it. I started to think about what would happen if Instagram disappeared tomorrow. What would those 12,000 followers do? How would they get in touch with me? How would they even know if I had something to sell? No one ever told you that running a business meant you suddenly had to fill a million roles, from being a masterful email template writer to a photo editor, a graphic designer to a social media strategist, not to mention actually working with paying clients. Yeah, nobody told me that either, which is why last year I decided to pull all the tools, templates, and strategies and put them into one place where you can get your hands on them. That's right, from pricing guides that you can customize to email templates, media kits to social media strategies, even editing presets, you can get all of the things that I've created for my own business and use it in yours. And you can save yourself 20% off your first digital purchase using the code GOLDDIGGER. Head to shopjennakutcher.com to make this entrepreneur life just a little bit easier. That is shopjennakutcher.com. And don't forget, the code GOLDDIGGER is going to save you 20% off your first digital purchase. Zola is reinventing the wedding registry and planning process to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier. Zola takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy to use planning tools to conveniently manage everything online and in one place. I kind of wish I could relive my wedding day over and over. I wouldn't change anything, but I wish I could also add Zola because it saves couples so much time. Start with a free wedding website. It's super easy. It takes just a few minutes to pick a template and customize your site. I love that Zola has this FAQ section that helps address all of those awkward questions like, can I bring my kids to a wedding or do I have to have a plus one? And then you can start a registry on Zola too. Guests love the range of price points, the free shipping, returns, price matching, and more. You can also create funds for things like your honeymoon, a future home, a new puppy, anything you want. To start your free wedding website and to get $50 off your registry, go to zola.com/golddigger. That's spelled zola.com/golddigger to start your free wedding website and get $50 off your registry on Zola. So here are my numbers. Pre-email list, my profits were right around six figures, $100,000. In 2016, I began my email list and I about doubled my profits. In 2017, my email list was about 150 subscribers and we did over $1.5 million in sales. In 2018, my email list went up to about 300,000 subscribers and my profits were over $3 million. Do you see that correlation? Do you start to understand? My number one goal for the year of 2018 was to grow my email list. It was more important to me than my Instagram. It was more important to me than getting published or getting seen. All I wanted to do was really focus my strategy on growing my list. Because the more I focus on my email marketing strategy, the more profits my business generates. They go hand in hand. There is no denying it. And this is not just true for my business. The online marketing world has estimated that one email subscriber equals about a dollar per month on average. Let me repeat that. The online marketing world has estimated that one email subscriber equals $1 per month on average. That rings true in my business because having about 300,000 subscribers would put us at about 3.3 million for the year. Makes sense. It is actually true in my business. So what do you want your monthly income to be? What do you need to grow your email subscribers to in order to achieve that goal, in order to match that statistic? Have you ever thought about how they could be related and that by focusing on email growth, you are also strategically focusing on growing your profits? I might be blowing your mind. I don't know. But I feel like as an educator, it is my job to break these things down and to really show you how important this is. Like, I feel like if the world were ending, I would be out there on the streets letting everyone know that the world was ending. And that's how I feel about email marketing. This is important, guys. And I know you are overwhelmed. I know you're drowning in trying to plan out your Instagram. I know that you are sucking at invoicing. I know that you have all these things on your plate, but this is important. This is so important. The average order value of an email is at least three times higher than that of social media. Three times. What does this mean? It means that if I email about something that I'm selling, and if I were to post the same thing on social media, the email is three times more likely to generate a sale than a social media post. I can attest to this fact because we recently tried this out in my business. I love to really test out these theories to make sure that they're true and to really see, is this actually happening in my business? Last summer, we revamped my course, The Pinterest Lab, and before we decided to roll it out and promote the updated version at a new price point, I wanted to give my email subscribers an opportunity to jump on in before we raised up the price for the new version. I update my courses every single year, and so if you've ever purchased one of them, you know that you get fresh new content for free with lifetime access. And so emailing my list about this opportunity and not talking about it publicly anywhere else is a great example of providing value to my subscribers and giving them a reason to stay subscribed and feel valued and cared for. The point of me telling you all of this is to demonstrate that within just a few emails, like I'm talking 2 to 3 to my list, we generated over $80,000 in revenue. No complex sales funnel, no webinar, no social media posting, no Facebook ads. We did none of it. We just sent out 3 emails. And frankly, I was so sick and early in my pregnancy at this time, all I had energy for was writing 3 emails. And it worked. Like, this is the power of email marketing. And when you get to a point where you've built the system, where you've grown your list, where you've served people well and built that know, like, and trust factor, people are going to be ready to purchase when you go to sell. Imagine how powerful that would be if you could send out 3 emails and generate that kind of money. I know, it's like, it's crazy to me. Like, Drew and I often talk about these numbers and we're like, wait, like what? Like, I am still in the mindset of when I worked for Target and made 50K a year. Like, that is still where my brain is at. I have not forgotten my humble roots. And when we talk about these numbers, it almost like feels like Monopoly money because we're like, how is this real? But it was really cool to test that out because I teach about the power of email marketing, but I got to see it firsthand in my business. We were not posting about this. We were not promoting it. We did not share anything. We did not give any spoilers online. We literally sent 3 emails while I was super sick in bed being pregnant. And that was what was happening. Reason number 4 why email lists matter is because you're able to focus on growing your subscriber, which is also all about growing your customer count too. And I get it. Like, growing that social media following count is super fun. It's this public number. People actually know and see it. They judge you on it. It's something that you can be proud of. But I've got news for you, and you've probably heard me say it before. Like, popular is never going to pay your bills. Sure, it's fun to see that number grow, and there's so much value in gaining followers. Absolutely. I'm not saying don't grow your social media followings, but your social media needs to be the handshake, that introduction to you and your business, that invitation for people to dive deeper and become a true fan. Whereas subscribing to your list, that is where you actually turn people from mere fans to actual paying customers. So here's the facts on this one. Email marketing has acquired 40 times more customers than Facebook and Twitter combined. What that means to me is that one email subscriber is so much more valuable than one social media follower. Grow that social media following in tandem with your email subscribers by inviting them off of the app using a call to action so that they can engage with you. But you really have to shift your focus from that shiny number under your account and put it on your email list. Like, when I sat down at the beginning of last year and I said, what is my number one goal? It was all about the list. It was being strategic. How can I grow this list? How can I serve this list? How can I make sure that people are aware of what I have to offer? How can I make people's lives better through my email list? And I believe email marketing is responsible for generating more customers for businesses because it gives us this opportunity to take people on a journey with us. This might look like an email welcome sequence that someone receives immediately after they sign up for something from you. And it guides them down the path to learning more about you. And it slowly paints a picture for them about what you're about and how you serve the world. And once they know who you are, you can build trust by serving up valuable free content in your emails before you ever try to pitch them something and sell to them. This is going to be a much better experience that you can build out over the course of time instead of trying to achieve all of that through one Instagram post. Someone might not be ready to purchase from you. They might not even be connected to you. They might not even know why you are selling what you're selling. But with an email list, you can build awareness over time and you can win over their trust. And both of those are huge components into gaining a new customer. I know a lot of times people spend so much time on social media strategy. And then one of the questions I'll ask them is say, well, how is that converting to sales? And they'll say, I don't know. I mean, I think it's helping. I know I like booked one client because they saw an Instagram post of mine, but that's not a sustainable plan, especially with the algorithm and changes constantly dropping on our social media platforms. And I mean, aren't you kind of sick of battling the algorithm? Because I know I am. And so when I look at where I'm spending my time in my business, I want it to be something that is actually moving the needle, that is actually providing results. And with email marketing, you can see those results crystal clear. I can tell how many people purchased because of an email I sent. I can see how many people are opening, how many people are clicking on a link. I can get replies from people so that I can connect with them in an inbox, which is so much more intimate than through a DM or a comment. I love that email marketing can actually take people from just being subscribers or followers or fans and really converting them into a customer that I can serve so well. Now, reason number five, last but not least, is that it can work for all business types, which allows you to pivot. And I love pivoting. It's kind of like my dance move. I have pivoted in my business and life so many times that what exists today looks absolutely nothing like where I started out, or even what my wildest dreams for my business looked like. From a corporate career to a wedding photographer to a watercolor artist to a social media influencer, online shop owner, speaker, podcaster, educator. You guys, when people ask me what I do, it's like I don't even know what to say, but my roles are so very different than when I started out. And I strongly believe that when you build a true brand, a brand that is centered around finding the right people who are excited about you, who are there for you, they are going to evolve and grow with your business as well. So maybe you're wondering, well, what does this have to do with email marketing? But the thing is that it works whether you're a product-based business, a service-based business, a brick-and-mortar shop, an MLM distributor, or even an educator. Having a piece of my business fall into just about every single one of those categories, you can believe me when I say that email marketing works for it all. That's not necessarily true for other marketing strategies. And if you ever change your mind or you want to switch things up or add another income source or a product line or service, you can rest assured that your email list is going to benefit that new endeavor and help support you. So let's talk briefly about how email marketing can impact each of the different business types, because a lot of times people struggle to imagine what it would look like for them. So let's say you are a product-based business. You can use your email list to email about seasonal promotions. You can create content that addresses a specific pain point and offers your product as a solution. You can give subscriber-only pre-sales and testimonials. You can share about your new product in a new way. There are so many different ways that you can promote your products and really tell a story that compels people to understand that they should be a qualified customer. Maybe you're a service-based business. You're a designer or a photographer. You could use your email list to teach and serve in a new way that guides people down the path to hiring you by focusing on relationship building and letting your audience get to know the person behind the business. Service-based industries are often super saturated. So how are you standing out? How are you becoming a memorable voice? You want to present yourself as an expert so that when people are ready for your services, you are the one who they can call. There are so many different ways that you can serve your audience as a service-based business. And one of the biggest ones is that you can educate people. A lot of times, in order for people to make a purchasing decision, they need to be educated on what you offer and why it's important and how to choose the right service provider. And you can do this so well and build trust through your email list. Maybe you're an online educator like me. Similarly, if you sell online products and services, you want to use your email list as a way to show people that you are the expert. You are who they should turn to if they need help with the services you provide. You can email your list about ways to shortcut learning curves. You can share tools from other businesses in your industry that align with what you sell. You can repurpose your best blog content and make sure it's seen. The bottom line is that email marketing is going to sustain your business for the long haul, even if your business evolves. So it is so worthy of our time and our energy today. Like, this needs to have a sense of urgency with it, you guys. Today, I want to make sure that you guys understand why email marketing is not this old, boring strategy, and instead it is one we should be paying attention to and prioritizing in our businesses. I hope that I've got your wheels turning and that I have you on board with this concept, because it has truly changed my business more than anything else. Like, I know it can do the same for you. When I think about email marketing, I'm like, dang it, like, why isn't it more shiny? Like, we all want more followers. We all want more comments. We all want more engagement. But email marketing is so important to me. This is why I continue to teach on it. I don't want this to fall on deaf ears. Now, we have more episodes coming out for you, but I want to remind you that I do have a free training. So if this has got your wheels turning and you're like, okay, how do I do this? My free training is What to Say, When to Say It, the How-To Guide to Email Lists, and you can save your seat at growanemaillist.com. I want you to dive on in so that I can teach you more about email marketing and so that I can really drive home how you could use it in your own business. I want for you to ultimately turn those followers into email subscribers and those email subscribers into paying clients. I want profits to be the end game for you. And I've got your back every step of the way. So if you're needing more resources, again, that training is at growanemaillist.com. I also have a bunch of resources for free, all about growing email lists at jkemaillist.com. There are tons of goodies and things for you there. And trust me, a year from now, you are going to be so thankful you started today. Gold diggers, I can't tell you how nerdy passionate I am about this topic, but I really hope that today's episode was eye-opening for you. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Hop on over to Instagram at Gold Digger Podcast, and hey, maybe we'll convert you over to our email list. And if you want to see what an email list is all about, just head to jennakutcher.com. There are so many different ways you can sign up. My favorite one is through our secret sauce quiz. That one's a really good one. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I hope to see you inside of our email list training. It's jam-packed and it is waiting for you right now.
Thanks for listening to the Gold Digger Podcast. Dive into the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at www.golddiggerpodcast.com. If you love the show, share it with a friend. The more, the merrier. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time, you gold digger, you.